Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville City Manager Heather Ussery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We are recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. It started out with some discussion about the rental inspection program, a few different items here. Give us the rundown of what was discussed last night with this.
Yeah, we had a couple items that we needed to clear up before having the program roll out beginning in January. So it included adding an appeal process to our original ordinance that established the program. The appeal board will be the board of adjustment. So if there's any violations issued during inspections or interpretation of the code that anybody would like to appeal, it will go through the board of adjustment. So that ordinance will establish that process. We also had a resolution to establish the fees for the rental inspection program. These are the fees that are for the registration of each unit. This one is $20 per unit. It was discussed when the ordinance was established last year. We just hadn't on the resolution for those fees, so that was approved last night. And then the last item was the administrative policy. This outlines the program itself as well as the administrative responsibilities for staff, and so a resolution was approved to formally adopt the administrative policy.
And along with this, there's a meeting coming up later on this month. Tell folks about that.
Yep. Last year, we had a couple landlord meetings for the rental inspection program, but they were done online due to COVID, and we had promised that we would do another in-person meeting before the program rolled out. And so the next one will be on November 18th at 6 p.m. at the Public Library.
All right, moving on to the next item on the agenda. This relates to some prior work sessions that the council had about some fire inspection fees. What's the story here?
Beginning January 1st, there will be new fire safety inspections that will be completed by the fire department for commercial buildings. And so part of that is the inspection fees that are in conjunction with that. The fees are not being implemented to cause a hardship in any way. They are minimal fees, but they are yet a reason to be able to comply with the code. They are good for 2 years, and it's $50. The reinspection, as long as you pass, there is not another fee. This ordinance is establishing those fees.
And then moving on, there was a private development agreement between the city and Bloomfield Acres. Tell us about this agreement now.
Bloomfield Acres, for people that have been following the development, this is actually the Cading Properties development for the market rate rental units that will be behind Walmart. For the city's involvement, they are only requesting tax abatement for an incentive, but we thought it was still important to have a development agreement between the developer and the city of Knoxville to outline the responsibilities for both the developer and the city. So this mainly pertains to the infrastructure on the property, and the development agreement was approved then last night.
And then the meeting wrapped up with discussion on a Parks and Rec master plan. What's the story with this?
Back in March, when we did a goal-setting session with the Iowa State Extension Office, the quality of life group that came out of that, one of the items listed was to develop a parks master plan. And this is for all of our city parks as well as our trail. And we have a couple master plans currently that are dated back in 2015, including Young's Park as well as the trails. And so it will encompass those as well, but we'll be reviewing the existing conditions and also identifying future improvements that are needed for the VA redevelopment, Ald Park, a new East Park, trail extensions, and a splash pad location. As part of that, it'll also have developing a cost-effective ballpark study. And there's additional considerations that include a rec expansion and upgrades as well. So the master plan will encompass all of the city quality of life facilities currently and moving forward, hopefully to develop a 10-year plan moving forward.
Well, that about does it for the meeting. Another event coming up, though, that we want to just kind of get the word out about is Living Windows. Tell us when and where Living Windows is going to be and what folks can expect with that.
Yeah, Living Windows will be downtown on the square. It'll be on November 18th, and I encourage everyone to go out and support that event. It's always an exciting event, the lighting of the tree and kind of kicking off the holiday season. So, and as well as part of that, again, this year, Thrive is doing the Marion County Christmas through Marion County Park. So that will be starting in November as well and going through Christmas.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Heather Ussery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.